Yes, this is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, and let's go down to Melbourne now because Justin Bayon from Bayon Bloodstock is down there with the English Premier sale about to begin. And of course, he bases himself in Hong Kong, but he of course is a true blue Aussie. Morning to you, Justin.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Always a busy time around sales time, so we appreciate a few minutes. You base yourself in Hong Kong, and obviously you've got a strong basis of clients out of there and Singapore and Macau and those sort of areas. You've built your business from the 1980s?
Look, Andrew, it's been in operation up in Hong Kong for the last 11 years.
Yep.
I've resided up there. I was Melbourne born and bred. Officially, my background's finance and hospitality. My father was a hotelier for a long time and is now a hotel broker in his late days. But, I've been established in Hong Kong for the last 11 years. And prior to that, I sort of walked away from finance and from hospitality probably 4 or 5 years before that. So all in all, I'd say, I've always had a great interest in racing, but as far as a business concern over the last 14 years, it's been in operation.
And tell us a little bit why you base yourself in Hong Kong. What made you go there as a part of it?
I think initially, Andrew, and the frustration of having, the majority of my business is horse in training and try to secure horses globally for clients in Hong Kong to race, horses that have been raced or unraced, trial winners and just calendar around the world generally. The majority of my business is for me researching horses all over the world as a talent scout. And I found it very difficult to get any penetration of sales when I was working out of Melbourne and not being face-to-face with clients in Hong Kong. So I packed the bags and I ventured off some 11 years ago, and I didn't have that much besides a few prayers and a suitcase, and we've made it work, and it's been a great success for me over the last 10 or 11 years. We bounced the ball pretty much the minute I got there and had some success with some good trainers, and they've supported me since. And generally the move had to be made because of the activity up there is second to none.
Understand. We'll talk about some of those horses in a moment, but you mentioned buying horses around the world, but you're also, looking for, obviously yearlings and things like that around the world. And I noted in the middle part of last year, you bought some yearlings out of, they were bred in Japan. Tell us a little bit about that group.
Sure. The client that, we had a little bit of luck on the weekend, more than a little bit of luck with a horse we bought at Melbourne Premier last year called Deucimus. He was the sale topper and he's been very good to us thus far in his career to date. He's a two-time winner and he won the time on a talent bet on Saturday. And the same client has supported me in Australia over the last 18 months in New Zealand. And we ventured off to Japan together last year and I purchased some fillies born on behalf of a client in Perth, which is separate to this client. And we also bought some three colts for Mr. Hung and the Acing Group who raced Deucimus, two Lord Canaloa colts and a Orfav colt. And they're all in training now in the Northern Hemisphere. We left them on that side of the world. We want to be recognised globally as a group. And to date, the Lord Canaloa is a little bit more forward than the Orfav, but I'd like to believe that one of the Lord Canaloas is pretty special, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's an amazing story how you can do them and still stay in that part of the hemisphere. Just tell us a little bit about Mr. Hung, who you mentioned is the fortunate owner of this two-year-old Deucimus, trained by Hawks Racing. He is obviously one of your main clients, Justin, in Hong Kong.
He is. He's been a great supporter of mine over the last 18 months. He was a Hong Kong Jockey Club employee for a long time. He was an apprentice jockey. He went on to become an assistant trainer, and in recent times he's retired himself from that role. Focused more on what we're doing as a group globally to secure high quality horses. We're trying to do it at yearling level because you get the best result if you find a fast one, because they're just so hard to secure. Once they've shown their ability, the market's onto them within minutes, Andrew. They're very hard to even get a piece of them with everyone. So many big groups now looking to secure horses with a view to go on a stud, and and we're trying to do that from a yearling level. Inclusive is still trying to buy the odd one that I can sort of try and see it at an early stage. It's got, you know, full of potential and we can take advantage of it that way. But generally our focus is on the yearlings and fingers crossed we get more like Dusimus.
And we're talking with Justin Bayan from Bayan Bloodstock. He's down in Melbourne for the English Premier Sale. Justin, you mentioned yearlings and things like that, and you bought with a very good friend, Phil Sly, who's sadly no longer with us. You've joined up with some, you know, a wide array of owners along the road. You well explained there that you've got to somehow keep in front of your rivals. How do you try and do that when you try and buy a horse?
I think the hardest thing in this game is, Andrew, you need a lot of luck. There's no two ways about it. You know, you can have a horse with all the ability in the world, but they've still got to be able to get to the racetrack. They've still got to be able to stay in one piece. And I just think when you go to yearling sale, you've got to do your work. I mean, myself and Troy Corson's had a lot of luck together for Phil Sly. We bought him the likes of Miss Bunovitz, who we never saw the best of. We saw a great filly in Politeness, but we bought together. Another filly rezoned. The South Australian, I think she won an Oaks, so then she'd have won a Group 1, but she was unlucky. Anna Tina just got beaten a short half head in a Galaxy. What's the horse called? Lamosti,
yeah,
was another, you know, multiple group winner. So we had a lot of luck buying those sort of horses together in fillies, but I think keeping ahead of you in the game is just that you've got to apply yourself 24/7. I'm no different to a trainer or a jockey or, you know, someone that goes to work every morning. I think to get the best out of anything you do in life, you've got to apply yourself 110%. I've got the luxury of being able to do that. My business is very mobile.
Yep.
I can get up and go when I need to, and I think that's probably the edge that I have in the marketplace, if any. You know, there's a lot of good judges out there, and I'm glad to be mentioned sometimes in their company.
Well, we quite regularly hear your name at sales, and I just thought it would be a great opportunity for our listeners to learn a bit more about you. And I know you're very good friends of Michael Friedman, who for us is sadly leaving us after the championships. You'll get to know Michael even a bit more when he's based up there in Hong Kong.
Yeah, what great recognition. I'm sure it was a surprise for everyone. He's gone out on his trader and done his trade on his own after, you know, a long and successful career with his brothers, Friedman Brothers Incorporated. There was, you know, Lee was a superstar trainer, and I think that all that runs through the whole family. And Michael did so well in Singapore, and he did 8 years there and was recognised. He'd taken good horses, you know, to Dubai before, and I think that he was very, very well received in the very short time that he's been back in Sydney. And if he hadn't been afforded the luxury of going to Hong Kong to train, which is a privilege for anyone, that he would have had a, you know, he's on the way to having a full yard.
Yeah.
I sure was a huge dilemma for him. You know, do I or don't I? But, you know, in the short time he's been back in Australia, there's no secret that he's, you know, he's got some not lovely fillies heading, two-year-olds heading towards good races. And I wish him the very best of luck in Hong Kong, and I'll give him all the help that he needs.
Justin, thanks for your time. Our listeners have got to know a little bit more about you when we hear your name there at the yearling sales or wherever. Good luck with the Melbourne sale coming up, trying to find that yearling ahead of the others and getting the right clients and putting it all together as a package deal. Thanks for your time this morning, Justin.
Anytime, Andrew. Thanks for that.